In Melbourne today, Michael Gadinski, a powerhouse of the Australian music industry, died aged 68. From the 60s on, Michael brought to Australia the best music the world had to offer with his Frontier touring company. He nurtured new Australian talent with his Mushroom record label and helped so many people on the way. Stuart Coop's written a book on Michael Gadinski and has worked with him as a band manager and promoter in the Australian music industry.
It's almost impossible to talk about Australian music from the 1960s through to the present day without talking about the pivotal role that Michael played, from the formation of Mushroom Records through to the Frontier Touring Company that done so many amazing international tours, the Mushroom Publishing Company, the booking agency, all of the things. And then you look at all of the artists that have been associated with Michael Gadinski. We're talking about Skyhook, Split Enz, Kylie Minogue, Cold Chisel, Paul Kelly, The Sports, hundreds of impactors. I could go on and on and on.
And still, recently, he brought out Ed Sheeran, didn't he, and John Bon Jovi. Everyone that could have passed Australia by, he's actually managed to get big-name acts to us here in Australia, hasn't he?
Well, he's one of the significant promoters in this country and has been for many, many years. Not the only one, of course, but look, he brought Bruce Springsteen to Australia many, many times. He toured the Rolling Stones. He's done a lot of huge names. But, probably more significantly, he was still involved right to the very end with grassroots nurturing of Australian music. The Found television show, the kind of what we call the new countdown on the ABC. During COVID, what was Gadinski doing, sitting around moaning? Not a chance. He was out creating this new television show to expose, some established but a lot of Australian talent. His label was still Mushroom Records. The last time I talked to him, he was just going, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, and just never stopped. So yes, look, he loved Ed Sheeran and toured many, many times. Frontier Touring had done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of international tours. So yes, his role in bringing these artists to Australia is immeasurable. He was the guy behind the entertainment of the AFL Grand Final. If you could think of something, Gadinski was there, helping out and getting artists on and getting them exposure and doing things to help them.
Because he was a big St Kilda fan, wasn't he, along with Molly Meldrum?
Yes, he was. For many years, he was on the board of the St Kilda Football Club. So he was a rabid St Kilda Football Club supporter. Yeah.
But it's quite a shock for most people, isn't it? I mean, he was at the Oils gig just recently, a couple of days ago.
Yeah, which I didn't realise. I didn't see him. I was there on Thursday night, and I heard this morning that he was there. Look, yes, of course, anyone dying at 68 years of age is a shock. It's young. Michael lived his life like there was no tomorrow. His work ethic was unbelievable.
And he gave back, didn't he? I mean, he put together industry events like Sound Relief for the Queensland floods and then followed up with Sound Relief for bushfires. He supported Indigenous artists like Uncle Archie Roach. He's the forefront of things like that.
Yeah, look, all the things that you've mentioned. He worked with a lot of Indigenous artists. First and foremost, he loved music. He loved the hustle. He loved the deal. He loved the excitement. And, he never lost that almost childlike enthusiasm.
Is there a moment you had with him which sort of comes to mind?
With Michael, I had a bad period in my life some years ago. Who was the first person on the phone going, I hear you're not traveling too well, do you want to go and stay at one of my houses and things like that? What can I do? That's the sort of person that Michael Gadinski was. Like I was at his house at one point doing an interview for my Paul Kelly book, and my partner at the time was suffering from breast cancer. He just went out into the garden and got her a flower and he said, take this home with you. So he was an incredible individual. But, look, I, I loved him in Full Flight. I remember particularly, you know, one day I was over in Los Angeles, you know, managing Paul Kelly and learning from Michael Gadinsky how to be a manager and how the American music industry worked. And I remember once, you know, he was staying at a quite expensive hotel. I was staying at a cheap hotel. He said, I'll pick you up in the morning. And he pulled up in a convertible, stood up on his seat, said, I love LA, and put his fist in the air. And then we drove off to do a day of business at A&M Records. You couldn't, every time you were around Michael, you remember it. Promised land, and I'll be there someday. If you could hold my hand, I still need you there beside me.
Stuart Coupe, host of 2SER's Dirt Music for the Community Radio Network, speaking with me there following the passing of Michael Gadinsky. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire.